Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Book this book for you.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... You know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am the smart. I am the smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm very excited about having our good friend Bob Cuska back on the show. Bob is a longtime 8-year member of our brain. How about that? We're going to celebrate his 8th anniversary today. He's the founder and the president of the workplace productivity consulting firm Fusion Factor, the author of a number of books on the hiring and employing people and helping them to be effective in your business. He's also the founder of HRAuto.org, and he's our good friend, Bob Cuska. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's always great to be here.
Give me a quick rundown of the books you've done.
Okay, my most recent book is called The Higher Ground,
right.
H-I-R-E, and that's an insider's guide to finding a career. The other side of my business, Jim, is coaching people on how to go about career assessment and selection.
And these are some of the things we're going to talk about today. Now, tell us, what do you think is the, as we stand here today, Bob, what do you think is the most pressing issue with regard for a small business owner to acquire the right people?
Okay. Well, think about this. The consulting firm McKinsey says that 70% of your spend in a knowledge-based business is on people.
Right.
You know, it's your salaries, it's your benefits, it's your training, it's all the things that go into that. So if that's your biggest spend, are you managing that spend correctly?
Mm-hmm.
So the biggest challenge in getting people is understanding what your core competencies are. What your business core competencies, Jim, are nothing more than the knowledge, skills, and abilities necessary to be high performing in your job.
Well, and also that only you can do the best.
That's right.
Things you would not outsource.
That's right. Yeah, one of the things that when I'm counseling a business on my Fusion Factor side, people would talk about outsourcing, and I always tell them, do not outsource your core competencies.
Right.
Do not outsource your engineering or your manufacturing. Now, if you want to outsource, you know, your cafeteria or your janitorial
mm-hmm.
services, that's just fine.
Right.
But back to talent, Jim, one of the things that we have going on in this country right now is, and it's, you know, you read it all the time, and I've done a lot of work on this, is are we preparing our young people for the workforce?
Mm-hmm.
And I'll give you just a number that will stun you because, again, I'll quote McKinsey. They did a study in 2012 called Education to Employment, and when a single question was asked, how ready does college make the kids for the workforce? They asked three different constituencies. They asked the colleges, they asked employers, and they asked the graduates themselves. And the difference is stunning.
Hmm.
The graduates themselves said that only 42% of them said that they felt that they were ready for the workforce.
Wow.
When they asked the employers, only 45% of the employers felt that the kids were ready for the workforce. But when they asked the colleges, 73% they were doing a good job.
I figured it was a lot higher. Yeah, those colleges, I think they're in their own world, aren't they?
They are, although I'm starting to see some trends, and it's here we go again with supply and demand. Colleges now are starting to have a hard time filling seats.
Hmm.
One of the colleges that I've been talking to, small college, only has 400 incoming freshmen, had 150 seats not filled this year.
Wow.
When that starts to happen, we might see, you know, we talked about the housing market, but
yeah,
we might see in the college market some shrinkage.
Well, see, this is the thing that I haven't understood for a long time. In the last decade, last 10 years or so, or maybe 15, when colleges should have been converting to more virtual infrastructure, because of all the student loans that were going on out there, they went nuts and raised their fees and started building other buildings, including dormitories.
That's right.
Made no sense to me. What do you think?
Well, that's got to reverse itself because people are now. I have the parents who come to me now ask the question: is my kid ready? And they're saying, "I don't think I just spent $200,000."
And
Junior doesn't know even what he wants to do.
Wow.
And that's one of the fundamental...
That's one of the things that you do, isn't it? You help people with make that transition.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. So
And small businesses have to think about this because, you know, right now we have benefited because the economy has been poor and the supply has been huge.
Mm-hmm.
But that's going to change as the economy continues to
Over the next 10 years, that's going to settle out, isn't it?
It is.
As the Gen Ys are more and more take their place in the marketplace. All right, hold on to that thought. Bob, I need your website quickly, please.
It's www.thefusionfactor.com.
Check it out, folks. Bob Cuska and I will be right back. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.